There was an architect and builder in California who used all of the best technologies and safety devices to ensure that his homes would be safe in the midst of earthquakes. He was so confident in his buildings and their safety that he offered no-fault insurance. As I've said, they're not all gems. But in spite of such precautions, we know that there are things that are out of our prediction and without and cannot be prevented. If we've seen any disaster movies, and I love disaster movies, scenes like Earthquake was going back into the 70s, and more recently San Andreas and 2012, we know that these things we cannot prevent or predict. We know the truth of that. But in spite of that, in spite of such uncertainties, we are not to yield ourselves to anxiety. Anxiety is a nameless fear about anything and nothing. I remember when I was in school, if I wasn't worried about a text coming up, I'd worry that I wasn't worried. The Lord wants us to put those anxieties and worries away and trust in Him. It's what Paul is telling the people about marriage and the problems that are involved in marriage. Not that he's saying that marriage is not a good thing, but he is saying that it might be easier to abstain, because again, in the married life, there are things one has to be concerned with that can take away from our concerns with the Lord. We are distracted sometimes. That's one of the reasons why there is a positivity to celibacy and to the consecrated life. And when it comes to distractions, we have to remember that we are human beings. We get distracted, and there's nothing wrong with getting distracted. It happens. We can be doing something, you know, we can be celebrating Mass, and all of a sudden something just gets us all on another track, and that's okay. The important thing is not to let those distractions worry us, but rather when we realize we're distracted, whether at Mass or in prayer, just ask the Lord to help us to be attentive and then to continue. Don't start over again, so that we trust in the Lord. And regardless of our vocation, whether it is to the single life, marriage, priesthood, or religious life, all of us are called to listen to the Lord and obey Him, and by His grace, to follow Him. In the first reading, Moses encourages the people before his death and before they enter into the Promised Land. He tells them that God will still be with them. He still loves them and all of them and each of them, and He will continue to be with them through the prophets. The people will need to listen and obey. And we see in the gospel that Jesus is that prophet. He preaches in a new way. When the scribes would preach, they would say things like, you ought to do this because Rabbi so-and-so says this and Rabbi so-and-so said that. But Jesus doesn't say that. He says, do this with authority. That's something that amazes people. They're not used to that. And further, we see him drive out a demon, showing his power and authority, the power that is his by right as God's son. And by his other healings, he likewise shows not just who he is, but his desire and love for his people, to let them know that there's more to this world than just what we see. He reminds us we are called to listen to God's word, to obey his word even if it's difficult. We have to remember that when God calls us to something, it is always for our good and for the good of others. When God calls us, there's only two answers we can give: yes or no. We cannot say, I can't do it, because if God calls us, he will make it possible for us to do it. And he will make it possible for us to do what otherwise could not be done. Therefore, let us ask the Holy Spirit to inspire us to listen to Jesus and to understand that we are much beloved daughters and sons of the Father, sisters and brothers to Christ Jesus, and that we are to act always with love and kindness and mercy, to act to bring about justice, even to those who don't like us and whom we don't like, to make reasonable plans and preparations for the future, but to remember that God is still the one in charge, and he will never abandon us, for he loves all of us and each of us, and calls each of us to listen, to understand, and to obey, that we may live with him, with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, here and now in this world, and with him in heaven, and with all the saints forever.